بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا، إلى آخر الآية. Last week we discussed some aspect of Tawbah. Today we will do the second part. Literally, when a person looks at the word Tawbah, it means that a person should return and withdraw from sins. In the context of Quran, the terminology Tawbah, in the context of the Sunnah, Tawbah would mean that there should be some kind of regret, and a person should firmly resolve abstaining from sins in the future. So this is Tawbah. A person should have regret and firmly resolve, that means make up his mind from abstaining from sins in the future. But how Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا. So this word Tawbah is further qualified with the word نَسُوح, تَوْبَةً نَسُوحًا. If the word نَسُوح is taken from the infinitive نَسِيحًا, then it would mean that something that will be done that is pure, and something that is done that is completely sincere. And if it's taken from nasaha, then it means to repair clothes by sewing the clothes after they have been torn. So whichever way you look at it, when a person looks at the first explanation, then it means such repentance that is free from pretense, free from hypocrisy. So such a tawbah must be done, such a repentance must be done that is purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second explanation, like how clothes get torn. So after something is torn, you have to repair it. So after this connection, after obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was torn, in other words, sins took place. So now to sew that back, to repair that, Hasan Basri rahmatullah ali mentions that what is the definition of tawbatan nasuha? That such a nadamat, such a regret, should come into the heart of a person that the person never returns to that sin again. He understands, I've transgressed the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one stage. But such a regret that now I will not go down the dark alley once again. Some other mufassirin scholars, they mention that when a person is doing tawbatan nasuha, then it will be an utterance by the tongue, I'm making tawbah, dua, that I am sorry for what I have done. I'm making tawbah for what I have done. So this is the utterance from the tongue. And then together with the tongue will be repentance and regret from the heart. So that means the tongue is saying something and the heart is acknowledging that I am regretting that what I have done is transgression to my Rabb. I have gone against what Allah Ta'ala wants me to do. So the heart is also feeling that regret. Then further he elaborates. Qalbi mentions that it doesn't stop there. Tongue, heart, and then the body should be prevented and the limbs should also be in complete sync with this. Like the tongue said, the heart acknowledged, the body also now should not commit sins in future. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاؤُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. We all are the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and we've got weaknesses. From time to time, respected listeners, those that are here over the receivers, we will make mistakes. But our eyes, ears, mouth, hands, heart, whatever sins happen. Now these sins, when they take place, how do we go about sorting it out? Sometime a person says, I've sinned now. So what? I just did one sin. It's all right. No, doesn't work like that. A person has to understand that this is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remain obedient. So I can't take my sins lightly. Because one sin, when a person does it, it has an effect on the heart. And mountains, if you look at it, or huge hills are built with a whole lot of small things put together. So no one should say, no, I think so, this sin is small, and overlook it for himself. Then you get another angle. A person did a sin, whatever sin. To elaborate, everyone sins here, then we might be leaving out somebody. So we know ourselves better than others, isn't it? Each person knows what they're going through. So whatever that sin is happening in a person's life, sometimes what happens is a person becomes mayus. Definition of mayus is a person becomes despondent. That I don't think so is worthwhile to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because what is the sense of coming for namaz? What is the sense of coming for salah? When just after that, I didn't even break wudu and I'm making sin. Or what is the sense of obeying Allah? I just went for umrah. And I just finished umrah now. And I went to Rosa Mubarak and I'm sitting on the plane and I'm committing sins. So this mayusi comes. So person say, what is the sense? I'm bared to a sheikh and he's given me respect. So for what must I continue with all of this? Or he went for itikaf. What is the sense of going for itikaf? Because on Eid day, look what I did. Person goes in jamaat. He spends 10 days, 40 days, 4 months, pedal. He's doing all the amals. You say, what's the sense of all this? Because look, I'm committing sins. Now this mayusi is very dangerous. One side we explain, we don't give a license and blanket rule that continue sinning because we must sin. No. The sin that happened, it happened now. But when it happens now, understand like this, our vehicle left Masjid al-Hilal and we're going towards Cape Town. Right? There's an ijtima there. Right now. Final dua will take place after Fajr. So, we're going for the ijtima. Now, along the way, our tire got a nail inside and the tire got punctured. Or we hit a pothole and we buckled the rim. These are common road problems, am I right? Now, is there anybody seated here or listening over the receiver will come to a conclusion that because we hit this pothole, we buckled the rim, ripped the tire, take this car and go put it in the scrapyard of Port Elizabeth and forget about the vehicle and come way back to Durban? Is that akal mandi? Is that intelligent? Is that the right move? No. What does it require? Do the necessary procedures and put the spare wheel and be more careful in future. And continue with the journey. Don't even come back. Go for the ijtima. So in this example, Masjid al-Hilal, Durban now is the dunya. Cape Town, in this example, is the akhirat. The pothole is the sin. The vehicle is you and I, our heart, our situation. We hit the pothole now. It happens. Everybody goes through a pothole. Whatever that pothole is. So now when you hit that pothole, that mayusi from shaitan, he wants us to come into that corner to say, I throw the towel in. It's no sense. You know how people come to the conclusion. We hear them saying, Maulana, make dua, Mufti sahab, Qari sahab, make dua. That I'm a shaitan man. There's no sense, man. What is the sense of wearing kurta now? What is the sense of keeping dari now? No, my dear friends. This is not the way to think. When shaitan gets a person in mayusi to give up, then that is what he wanted to achieve. To take him to the brink, to take him to the hilt, to take him to the end. and to cast him into Jahannam. So whoever is listening to this, let the sentiments reach the heart. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. I will make my genuine tawbah. And one question comes about, but by you saying tawbatan nasuha and you explain nasuh in detail, that I must repair the clothes or I must do it sincerely. But this last week I made tawbah. This last week I made tawbah. Then what is genuine in that? Last week you made tawbah. Last week you sewed the clothes. Again you are walking. Again the clothes got torn. Again you will make tawbah. Last week one was genuine. But again you fell down. You see, my dear friends, when you work out the sins now, some sins happen without a person plotting a sin in the morning. He didn't intend for that. He left the masjid, he came for salah, he sat in the morning fikr or in the morning dars, he read his yasin, he read his manzil, he did everything. And just after this he went to work and he got involved in what a sin. Now that person, he hit a pothole. You can have the best of cars and you can buckle the rim. He doesn't intend that. But you get another person now. Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned. He is doing a calculated sin. He's taking that expensive 2 million, 3 million vehicle and categorically going into an off-road and plunging it into the rocks. Now this person is planning the sin. He paid even that 4x4 people to go and take that vehicle and damage it. So those sins that are happening, which a person didn't intend. So make this tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, I'm turning back to you. Because this is the only door. And remember, when a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remembers Allah ta'ala, in whatever way we remember Allah. If I remember Allah ta'ala with praise, then Allah ta'ala will remember me with gratitude also. فَاسْكُرُونِ بِالسَّنَا أَسْكُرُكُمْ بِالْأَتَى. If you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we read all these duas. فَاسْكُرُونِ بِالْمُنَاجَاتِ أَسْكُرُكُمْ بِالنَّجَاتِ. A person remembers Allah ta'ala by reading duas and munajat. Allah will remember him with success. Similarly, a person is making mujahada. He's studying the deen. Or he's bared to a sheikh and he gave him things to do. Or he went in the jamaat work. So, فَاسْكُرُونِ بِالْمُجَاهَدَ أَسْكُرُكُمْ بِالْمُشَاهَدَ. So, Allah Ta'ala will remember him in return. Allah Ta'ala will open up for him. Similarly, a person in the case of sins. Now, when he made the sins, فَاسْكُرُونِ بِالْتَوْبَةِ. فَاسْكُرُونِ بِالْتَوْبَةِ. Remember me, Tawbah. Remember me with repentance. أَسْكُرُكُمْ بِعَفْوِ الْهَوْبَةِ. Allah Ta'ala will remember him bi'afwil hoba, to make maaf of his sins. So dear friends, it's important that we make this tawbah. Even if it happens 100 times, don't give up and say, now I won't make the tawbah. No, Allah, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that last time when I said I'm sorry again. And try our best to continue. A very interesting incident. Being a Sunday morning, we'll take 2-3 minutes to explain that. When the ulama generally quote this verse, then they give an incident of the yesteryear. Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. So they mention an incident of a person called Nasuh. Nasuh was a young man, but he had a little bit of incorrect inclinations. Not only was he inclined to women, but he had alternate ideas. So in the palace of the king, there was a post that was offered that the princesses need assistance in the bath water and malish and manicure, pedicure, whatever goes on in this palace. So he disguised himself as a woman, and having girlish features or whatever it is, he got a job. And obviously now he's deriving pleasure, because those princesses are off guard now. The parda is out, and you can imagine if they're in the bath area, this man is getting a full free access to what is incorrect. And so he spends his time in this lustful life of his. What sin that is? Imagine you deceived, and then you these girls are respectable girls, but because they from the royal background carry the water, give the oil, and he's seeing things that he's not supposed to see, and they thinking that he's a woman. Now one day, the princess's ring went missing. So imagine now, this is the castle, right? Masjid-e-Hilal is a big place. If something goes missing, in madrasa days also, if something went missing, they say, right, all gates closed. So the whole team of AK, they close this side, close that side. We all stuck here now. We can't go. The lift also, they got it jammed. And they start with one person in a line. So there were about 50 people now, all those that are helping to manicure, pedicure these princesses. And Nasu, he stood in the end of the line now. Now he knows he never steal the ring, so that's not his problem. But what was ringing a bell was that when they are doing the search, you know, they start from the top, bottom, they're going to discover that, bhai, ye to marde aurat nahi hai. This is a madala, he's not a mama. This is a man, he's not a woman. And obviously the report going to go to the king, and suri pechara denge. You know, they're going to finish him. So they started with number one. He can't find the ring. Number two, no ring. Number four, five, ten, no ring. And this man is sweating. You know, when you're involved in something, he's like practically dipping into the ground. And then it comes in his heart. Now, this is what the ulama explained. He says, Ya Allah, if you can save me today from my secret wrong coming out, Allah, I'm going to leave this thing forever and forever. Never will I deceive these people again. Never will I take advantage of women like this and come into this disguise to do such a thing. Oh Allah, protect me. Take me out of it. So they say they came to the 20th person, 25th, 30th, 35th, 40th, 45th, 46th, 47th. They say, look, I don't know where's this ring. Today, raaz faas ho jayega, suli pe charayega. When they came by the 49th person, Allah Ta'ala opened up his way and they found the ring. Ulama say that when you make tawbah, is this an illustration? Tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Make it genuine that I will not go back to it. I will not go back to it and speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, I am holding on to this with your madad, with your help. Now, one last point. When a person is able to restrain, for example, he went through the airport, right? Airline, Emirates, Qatar, whatever. And throughout that journey for Umrah or Jamaat, or he went for some work for charity, and he did not look at one ghair mahram also. In other words, such a firm banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that not even a mistake look. When a person returns from any achievement, anything for that matter, even the salah we made now, even if I'm speaking after this, we're going to say, wa akhiru dawana. So this small discourse also, even that also, at the end of it is a grace of Allah Ta'ala. Allah, you made it happen for me. When a person will continue to do this, inshallah, then those gifts, what he's achieving, will continue to reign, because he's not taking it and putting it, that is from his side. La nuhsi sanan alayk anta kama asnita ala nafsik. Allah, I cannot praise you sufficient. You are praised as you are. What I am achieved is because of you. This Hayatu Sahaba, which is here, we read every Friday night. If you look at the third volume, the last words of Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, after writing such an epic work, which Muhaddisin also, they marvel at what he did. He passed away by age 49, plus minus. The last words, this kitab is here, volume 3 is here. Anyone, even you don't have to know Arabic to look at it. Allahumma lawla anta mahtadayna wala tasaddaqna wala sallayna. I won't go till the end. But what is Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali? Such a dynamic work, Allah, had it not been for you, lawla anta mahtadayna wala tasaddaqna wala sallayna. We would not be able to give charity. We would not be able to make salah. In other words, everything. And this is a common ground coming from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Anjazawada. Fateh Makkah took place. Any achievement. So Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is turning his achievements back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this line of Toba also, in this line of staying firm, respected listeners, when it comes right and you manage to do something, Allah is because of you, not because of me. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiran.